The bill overturning Wisconsin's longtime ban on concealed weapons has caused disagreement, but there's consensus on one thing. If there's a vote, it'll be close. National Rifle Association lobbyist Darren Lasort orchestrated much of the effort in trying to get a concealed carry law in Wisconsin.
I predict that it will hinge on one vote. I think the vote total will either be 65 or 66, and of course we're hoping that it will be 66.
That's the magic number that equals two-thirds majority. The first time around, gun supporters had votes to spare. But Democrats who earlier approved concealed carry might change their mind in order to prevent an override of Governor Jim Doyle. The NRA has put the names and office phone numbers of two key legislators on its website, urging members to call Amy Sue Vurink and Gary Sherman. The phone messages are stacking up.
I just called to urge Gary Sherman to vote for a concealed weapons law.
I'm just calling to encourage Sherman not to override the concealed weapons bill.
I'm calling Assemblyman Sherman because I'm very concerned about the effort to override Governor Doyle's veto.
Sherman, a representative from Port Wing, is a sponsor of the concealed carry legislation, but he's also assistant minority leader for Assembly Democrats. Sherman isn't saying if he'll vote for the bill or stick with his party, which seeks solidarity against a veto override. Lobbyist Lasort says Sherman could set precedent with his vote.
Never seen an example like this where there is a threat that a co-sponsor could actually be responsible for killing his own legislation.
At least seven Democrats have to vote against the wishes of the governor and side with Republicans for the override to succeed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.